I haven't actually written about the schools reopening until recently, but I've been hearing about it every day for weeks. On listservs for my neighborhood, for mom's groups, for my daughter's school district, talking to all my friends, it's pretty much the thing that we're all talking about. What are we gonna do? You know, I had a lot of people that were really interested, sort of what's behind President Trump's push on this? Why is he doing this? And will what he's saying really resonate with the schools? Are they gonna change their mind and reopen?
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch, and today, Anita Kumar on the politics of reopening schools. So far, what guidance is the White House giving for schools?
Well, it's really confusing, as most things are with the White House. A lot of times, this is one of those in particular. The president tweets something or says something in shorthand, and you don't really know exactly what it means. And I don't just mean reporters don't know and Americans don't know, but sometimes his staff doesn't know. So what the White House has been saying, or I should say what the president has been saying, is that schools should reopen.
So we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools. To get them open.
Okay, so that's such a blanket statement. It doesn't really tell us, should they reopen every day? Should the classes be filled as they were before with 25 kids? Is that what he's saying? We don't really know. But what we do know is that the president has said that his own administration, which put out guidance on schools, he doesn't agree with it. He thinks that schools should be reopened, and this guidance didn't go far enough in saying that. The guidance basically put out information saying, here are some mechanisms you need to do, you know, to keep people safe. But it doesn't say, hey, kids should go to school. And what the president's saying is he wants them in school.
You're reporting that Trump's push here isn't just about education, isn't just about getting kids back in the classroom, that there's more to Trump's messaging. Can you explain what more there is?
The president had really thought that at the beginning of this year, he would be campaigning for his second term on this great, strong economy. It's hard to remember, but 4, 5, 6 months ago, you know, the stock market was booming, the job growth was great, wages were going up. And that is what all his advisors wanted him to campaign on, that he came into office and he took this economy and got it humming, even more than it already was. But the pandemic washed all that away. And so what his campaign has told him, what his advisors have told him, is that the one thing that he could really run on for reelection is that he fixed the economy once and he'll do it again. And the reason they're saying that's the way to go is when you look at these polls, and to be clear, most polls are showing that President Trump is down, that there's the silver lining in these polls is that voters and Americans trust Donald Trump more than they trust Joe Biden on the economy. Now, some show it's just a few points. Some show huge numbers by 10 or more points. And so if there's one place that Donald Trump could really run on, it's that he could fix this economy. And so you can't have an economy running again unless kids are out of the house. If parents are stuck at home, they can't go back to work. And so he really sees this as a fundamental thing to get the economy moving again. Kids have to go back to school.
Where do teachers and teacher unions fall on this?
Well, they're very, very angry. And to be clear, the president has never had a really good relationship with some of these unions over the last 3 years. This is unrelated to coronavirus. But they're very upset because the unions are saying, look, we want to go back. Teachers want to go back to school. This is what they do. They want to teach kids, but they do not want to go back when it's unsafe and when they don't have the resources to make it safe. So it's really both of those things. And they're very, very upset with the president for sort of what they are saying is putting the economy and the election above their own safety and kids' safety. They think that he is not looking at this in the right way, that it's not about the kids and it's not about the teachers.
What about health experts? Because isn't it true that school is important for the mental health of kids and for a lot of kids' meals and even shelter? What are health experts saying is best for children here?
You know, just like everything else, it's not black and white. There are some experts who say if students can't go back to school, if the teachers can't be safe, if there are these huge groups of kids together and they can't social distance, of course that's not safe. But you're exactly right. There are health experts that are saying that all these months that kids have been home isn't good for their development. It's not good for their socialization, that they need to be around other children. They need to be in a different environment. And you're exactly right. A lot of people rely on school meals to get them through the day. They can't afford it. They need reduced lunches. And so there's all sorts of differences on this. But the Pediatric Association has said that the presumption should be that children will go back to school in a physical form. So they'll actually be at school. And, you know, that's really important because that's the thing that the White House has really been pushing in talking points to surrogates this week, in messages, in press releases, in statements. They keep relying on this guidance saying, hey, look, doctors are saying that children should go back to school, and that's what we're looking at.
We've seen Democrats slam President Trump over his comments about schools. At the same time, we've seen President Trump cry that Democrats are playing politics here. And I'm wondering, hypothetically, could you see sort of the exact same party line issue playing out if a Democrat were in office, that they might want schools to reopen because it's good for the economy and good for their reelection, and the partisan wedge would still be there, that it's inevitable? Or do you think this is unique to this administration?
I mean, I do think that it could be, but I think that with this particular administration, with a Republican as well, the economy is so incredibly important. I mean, it's always important. I covered President Obama. He talked about the economy all the time. They were restoring it after the Great Recession. That was something that President Obama and then his vice president, Joe Biden, talked about all the time. But it does feel like it's very important to this president. It is the biggest issue for Donald Trump. And so I do think that it's taken on a bit of its own life here. It's more important probably to him than anyone else. I will say one thing that Democrats really like to campaign on and think is very important is healthcare. If this was the opposite and say Joe Biden was president, he might be talking about the Affordable Care Act and healthcare and what that means with the pandemic and with the economy, as opposed to the economy itself.
Anita Kumar, thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Also today, the World Health Organization is acknowledging that the coronavirus might spread in the air under certain conditions. The move comes after more than 200 scientists called on the organization to adopt a more stringent description of how the virus spreads and outlined evidence showing that micro droplets from things like coughs and sneezes can remain in the air indoors, risking infection in places with poor ventilation. The WHO has long dismissed the possibility that the virus spreads in the air, except for certain medical procedures, like when patients are first put on breathing machines. But the organization noted yesterday that studies have suggested otherwise, saying airborne spread in crowded and inadequately ventilated spaces, quote, cannot be ruled out. And the nation's leading infectious disease expert says states seeing surges in coronavirus cases should be putting their reopening plans on hold. In a video interview with The Hill on Thursday, Dr. Anthony Fauci suggested the move in order to contain infections, but stopped short of calling for another round of shutdowns.
So rather than think in terms of reverting back down to a complete shutdown, I would think we need to get the states pausing in their opening process, looking at what did not work well, and try to mitigate that.
Fauci's comments come in contrast to statements earlier this week when he said any state that's having a serious problem should, quote, seriously look at shutting down. While the number of cases in the U.S. is rising sharply, Fauci did note that just four states, Florida, California, Texas, and Arizona, account for roughly half of the country's new cases. The Politico Dispatch production team includes Jenny Ament and Sadeep Reddy. Our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.